buenas tardes. Aquí estamos en el foro musical de Mr. Q. Aquí todos los sábados entre 8 y 9, 107.5 FM. Y como siempre, damos las gracias a Q Music con nosotros aquí en Radio Nace hasta las 8. El gran DJ. Pues aquí con nosotros hasta las 9, como siempre, las noticias musicales. Y también hoy tendremos un poco más para vosotros y vamos a escuchar a un gran grupo británico que se titula Shoot the Preacher en el foro musical de Mr. Q 107.5 FM. Saludamos a todos los oyentes que nos están escuchando por ahí. Tanto en el mundo entero, only with Mr. Q. Radio Nace, here we go. Who the fuck are you? Here we are, back on the ways, 107.5 FM, live and direct from Madrid, Spain. And we'll be giving a bit of information later on some music, guys. And we'll be talking also with Marty Rafferty from Shoot the Preacher, live and direct from the UK, only with Mr. Q. This is not the BBC. This is Radio Enlathe. Pues aquí escuchando Radio Nace con Stereophonics, un título de Who Are You de The Who. Who Combo from the Stereophonics here, 107.5. Big shout goes out to the Undie Gang, Barcelona and Seville. And of course, without forgetting Madrid, where we're expecting snow tonight. Oh yes.
To become aware of my own sensuality, I first become fully aware of my own tactile sense. In dim light, I close my eyes and remove my clothes.
Pues las 8:10 aquí, una horita menos en Canarias y una horita menos también en el Reino Unido. Noticias para hoy, pues cositas como Mark Knopfler, que tendrá su próximo lanzamiento Barrel dentro de muy poco. Mark Knopfler releasing more information about his upcoming album Tracker, including the release date and the first single titled Barrel. Also got some information here that the Grateful Dead announced their 50th anniversary reunion shows. Yes, the four surviving original members of the band will reunite for three special shows in Chicago this year, 2015.
Yes, I so want it, man. Yeah. No respect to all the massive, then the New York massive, then London massive, Canadian massive, anyway.
Only with Mr. Q. Well, here we are tuning into the Foo Fighters, an all-American rock band formed in Seattle, Washington, 1994. The band was founded by Nirvana drummer David Grohl as a one-man project following the death of Kurt Cobain and the resulting dissolution of his previous band. The group got its name from the UFOs and various aerial phenomena that were reported by Allied aircraft pilots in World War II, and which were known collectively as Foo Fighters.
Le gong autour de lui, ça fait pas mal de monde. On va essayer de savoir. Monsieur Allen.
Oui, bonjour.
Comment va le gong?
Ah, le gong, ça sent comme...
You're also tuning in to the Black Keys, an American rock duo formed in Akron, Ohio, 2001. The group consists of Dan Auerbach, guitar vocals, and Patrick Carney on drums. They began as an independent act, recording music in a basement and self-producing their records before they eventually emerged as one of the most popular garage rock artists. The band's raw blues rock sound draws heavily also from Auerbach's blues influences, including Junior Kimbrough, Howlin' Wolf, and Robert Johnson. Only with Mr. Q. Just gone past here, 20 minutes past 8 o'clock local time. We're now less in the UK. Seguimos aquí con la buena música.
Our J.P. Dupp double feature is now playing on screen 6, rated R. Please note there will only be a short break in between each feature.
Only with Mr. Q.
What else should I be?
Nirvana here live on 107.5 FM. American rock band formed by singer-guitarist Kurt Cobain and bassist Chris Novoselic in Aberdeen, Washington, 87. Well, Nirvana went through a succession of drummers, the longest lasting being David Grohl that we listened to earlier with Foo Fighters. Joined the band in 1990, and despite releasing only 3 full-length studio albums in their 7-year career, Nirvana has come to be regarded as probably one of the most influential and important rock bands of the modern era. Sold the World, MTV Uncut version here live with Nirvana.
Would you do me a favor and eat my pussy for me, please?
Sure.
Well, here we go, the Shoot the Preacher, the star tonight. And we'll be talking in a few minutes with the man.
¿Sentirte libre? ¿Necesitas Radio Enlace? Ahora la radio te necesita a ti.
Colabora. Entra en la asociación Radio Enlace o hazte simpatizante.
Infórmate en www.radioenlace.org.
Radio Enlace.
Tu radio.
Tu voz.
You're the only ever one that
Well, what is the essence of great rock and roll? We're Shoot the Preacher, a vibrant young indie rock band from Armagh, Northern Ireland, formed in 2010 and combining great musical, catchy melodies and meaningful lyrics, along with massive energy through their guitar strumming and powerful beats. Shoot the Preacher have already had some early success, playing in some of the UK's best venues, including Islington's O2 Academy, Proud Camden, the Cavern Club, no less, in Liverpool also. And without forgetting, of course, Belfast's MTV Festival back in 2012. Shoot the Preacher drive home their theory that rock and roll certainly isn't dead, and they're certainly more than ready to unleash their sound into the mainstream music industry. Armagh, of course, is the least populated city in Northern Ireland, an island with only 15,000 inhabitants, but with a vibrant gig scene and a strong link between unemployment and rock and roll. As always, frustration and depravity let loose in this music, and taking your mundane surroundings and dreaming them into special, inspirational thoughts through their music. Shoot the Preacher certainly allow us to feel this reality with fresh energy and cause for celebration and belief. Well, the band is formed by Marty Rafferty, guitarist and singer-songwriter, Dave Mulgrave on drums, Kieran McIntaggart in guitar vocals, Kevin Markey on bass and vocals, and with this outfit, the band have a new, harder edge to Rafferty's songwriting. Well, we're going to introduce you to Marty. Marty, good evening. Are you there?
Hello, Quentin. How are you?
Hey, Marty, good evening. Where are you based now?
Oh, I'm drinking some fine wine here in the lovely city of Armagh here at the minute.
You're still in Armagh in Ireland, in Northern Ireland?
Oh, yeah, that's our base, as they say.
Great. And how would you best describe Shoot the Preacher musically?
Energetic, positive, rock and roll.
Energetic.
Would be probably the three words that would sum us up.
Yeah, that sounds good. Your main influences, you mentioned also in one of your biographies, that they were the Beatles, or are they more Rolling Stones? What do you reckon?
Probably the Beatles, yeah, later Beatles stuff, yeah. Going from probably Revolver and the Sgt. Pepper album.
Ah, right, so you're a late Beatles fan. Who are you
probably real... Beatles fanatic.
Who are your real heroes in the music industry? The Beatles?
Yeah, at the start it was probably Noel Gallagher, and obviously the whole Oasis thing that was going on in the early 90s, then kind of went on to John Lennon, Bruce Springsteen,
right,
and a bit of Jimi Hendrix, and that. Yeah.
Great, because you you grew up, obviously, in Armagh, hearing, you were saying, Oasis at home and writing songs on your first guitar, aged 11, teaching yourself to play the Beatles songs from chord books.
Yeah.
just like me, actually.
My father bought me a guitar at the age of 11, and in our house it was kind of drilled in, really. You had to like Oasis because it was never off the CD player, so...
Right. When did you start writing songs yourself?
I think it was about at the age of 11. Once I started learning a few chords on the guitar, it was kind of... started writing really bad songs at the start, and then as I just got older, it just got slightly better.
Pues estamos escuchando a Marty Rafferty, el protagonista, guitarrista y el que escribe todas las canciones para el grupo Shoot the Preacher de Armagh, de Irlanda del Norte. Dice que sus influencias principales siendo los Beatles de más allá, de los últimos años, de Hendrix, de Oasis, y obviamente escuchando música desde un año muy chiquitín, y empezó con los 11 años tocando la guitarra que le compró su padre. I hear that Kieran McIntaggart, guitar and vocals, he's really into the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And Kevin into the Foo Fighters.
He is, yeah. Before I actually ask that, I'd just like to say a big hello to the rest of the band, Dave Mulgrave,
absolutely,
and Kieran.
Yeah.
They're all listening intently at the minute.
Big shout to Kieran, and big shout to Kevin.
And Dave.
And Dave, and who's that? Oh, and Dave Mulgrave on drums, of course. Yes, we can't forget the drummer, because
yeah,
he's the hard beat of the band, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the best drummers
yeah,
that I've heard in a long time. No, yeah, it was just them three guys just brought their own influences to the table. Dave's obviously into a bit of Metallica and a bit of happier stuff, as well as the sort of mainstream rock. And Kieran has his own influences with the Chili Peppers, Kev with you know, Foo Fighters and different things. So I think that added a lot to the live sounds.
Right.
Now to this day, with, you know, and everything.
Pues dice que sus compañeros están escuchando también los tres músicos que le acompañan en Shoot the Preacher y obviamente mucha influencia musical que tienen desde el rock, el heavy rock. You all, four of you from Armagh?
Yeah, well, we're all from the County Armagh area, yeah.
County Armagh, right. And did you all grow up together or did you know each other at an early age? Or?
Me and Dave kind of grew up together. We were actually in an old band together and then we're Wife's girlfriend with the old band. That's how we met up with Kevin, the bass player, and Kieran, you know, for supporting us through right. different shows and stuff down the line, down through the years.
Uh-huh. And where are you actually gigging now, as well, in 2015?
It's actually all over the UK. We've just obviously met our new manager, Colin Whitehead, mm-hmm. in London on Southie Langford. So there's so much going to be happening this year that I actually don't even know half of it. There's going to be a lot of festivals and things like this, you know, throughout the year.
Pues dice que su nuevo dirección, que es Chubby Llama Management, it's called Chubby Llama Management, isn't it? Formed by Adam Whitehead.
It is, yeah.
Que van a hacer muchos festivales, muchos conciertos este año en el Reino Unido. They're formed by, well, the company is formed by Alan, who was the drummer of the 60s Scottish pop rock group Marmalade from the east of Glasgow, and Sassy, obviously beautiful Sassy Langford. How are they helping you to promote the band?
It's Alan, obviously, from playing with Marmalade. It's just got a massive roster of contacts that he's built up through the years.
Right, of course.
With all the labels and booking agents and you name it. So he's kind of like the old school rocker who has a massive contact database that he just wants to get ready to rock with. And then Sassy, he's kind of like the young mother of the band who kind of is more computer literate than Alan is.
Right, so she's
another one. He does all the kind of mail-outs, keeps on top of us all.
Yeah. Dice que Alan Whitehead, que es el antiguo baterista de Marmalade, es el gran profesional porque tiene todos los contactos en el mundo de la música y obviamente Sassy es la madre del grupo, ayudándole con todas las relaciones públicas. So you've got obviously a busy schedule in 2015. You scooped in 2014, was it that last year, the top prize in the Global Songwriters, is that right? And that was with
the title
Western
Time? Yeah, we only found out last night,
yeah. You got that only in the news last night?
Yeah, we only found out last night. I was actually in work, and then I got a message from one of the other boys in the band that said that we actually won the Global Songwriting Competition. So, crazy being in work and hearing that news, you kind of...
Right.
We kind of knew, once I finished Wasting Time, we kind of knew it was going to be the main song that would carry the band, you know what I mean, through, songwriting competitions or, you know, that we can actually show the labels and booking agents, and I guess the right song that portrays our band and won, if you know what I mean.
Excellent. Han ganado el Global Songwriters Competition, que es la competición para los cantautores, y solo lo sabía ayer noche. What is the prize actually going to give you? Is it going to give you any recording time, production, record? What do you win? What's the prize?
Yeah, well, we honestly can't say too much at the minute, but there's a really big producer who's going to be doing one of our tracks in London, and he's produced music by such bands as Nickelback and Sum 41. And
we weren't giving any names. We weren't giving any names away. It's not Brandon, is it?
Oh, it is Brandon.
Okay, well, we're not giving any names away. Sorry.
Who told you?
Well, there's a little mouse around here in the studio.
The Spanish mafia.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Grammy nominated, isn't he? This man.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't talk about it.
It's kind of hard because sometimes we say things and then we're mailed after saying you should not say this or that. So sometimes you don't know what to say and what not to say.
Right, of course. But there's a lot of goodies as a prize for the winners of this competition, isn't there, I guess?
Yeah, I know that we're being pitched for, the song's being pitched for a Hollywood movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's, actually, there's a convention on towards the middle of the year, and the song's being pitched for it. So,
brilliant.
Fingers crossed, we'll get them one of them big blockbusters.
And that is the song Wasting Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y dice que obviamente la canción Wasting Time que han sacado al final del año pasado ha ganado esta competición. Tiene muchos premios esperándoles. Uno de ellos es recopilar una película de Hollywood y obviamente mucho tiempo con un productor de música muy famoso. If you want, why don't we listen to it, Marty? Wasting Time here live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we'll plug you in. 107.5
yep.
FM. You stay online. And just see how this sounds, because we had some earlier technical difficulties here, but no doubt it will sound well. Okay, guys, still online here with Marty Rafferty from Shoot the Preacher. That was what we were listening to, their Wasting Time track, which is their master release. When was this, when did you actually get this out on the air? Hello, Marty, you there?
Hello, yeah, sorry, what was that?
You're still there. When was Wasting Time written?
Oh, it was written probably about 2 years ago.
Oh, right, so it was quite a while ago.
In a shed in Armagh.
In a shed.
a mobile shed.
Right. What, with some cows outside and some sheep singing also in the background?
It was. Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, you got two guitars in the band, is that right?
It is, yeah. Me and Peter, and we kind of switch between lead and rhythm and stuff, yeah.
Right, I was just about to ask you. Dos que tocan la guitarra, uno es el líder, otro es más ritmo, pero intercambian a veces. Escrito hace 2 años, Wasting Time. I guess things are moving quickly for Shoot the Preacher. There have been recording sessions also at Manor Park Studios in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, we actually went through a few different producers, saying we found the sort of right guy in Neil Hollywood of Manor Park Studios. He's been absolutely great.
Neil's
actually listening. We'd just like to give him a big shout out. And any band that really wants to record any song here in Northern Ireland should definitely go to him.
Right, that's Manor Park Studios in Northern Ireland. Whereabouts in Northern Ireland is that?
I think it's in
Downpatrick. Right. Un estudio estupendo del dueño Neil Calderwood, who's the ex-lead guitarist, I believe, for Sheer, an alternative metal band from Londonderry in his times in the 90s. And they've really yielded Shoot the Preacher's provisional debut single here, Wasting Time. Has Neil helped to steer you in any direction at all during the recording sessions?
He actually did, because I remember once we recorded that song, I actually played it there with an acoustic guitar, and it was about 12 minutes long.
Right.
We kind of were going for a whole Pink Floyd, kind of Dark Side of the Moon sort of thing. And then he said, no, this is too long, so he literally chopped the song up. Right. Where we all were crammed in the corner, and it's put it down to 3 minutes. So I think I've got the 12-minute version somewhere. It's actually listening to the old time, like, you know, on some.
Oh, it's on
the bed.
It's been a long time. Was recorded there also. It's been so long. Sorry.
Oh yeah, it's been so long. We actually recorded that track just before Christmas.
Right.
It was about a month before Christmas, so it's probably one of the newest ones that was recorded there.
Okay, well, if you're okay, we're going to tune in here to Shoot the Preacher, It's Been So Long, all the way from Madrid, España.
I'm not afraid to die.
escuchando Shoot the Preacher. Esto ha sido It's Been So Long. Estamos hablando con el cantautor y guitarrista de Shoot the Preacher, Marty Rafferty, back online here. Are you okay, Marty? 1, 2, 3. All the way from...
Oh, good.
There we go. County Armagh, my God. You know, all the way from Spain. And, you know, who invented all these connections? God knows. Anyway, apparently... No, thank God it's Spain, eh? Things go kind of slower in this country, you know. I'm sure. Have you ever actually been to Spain, by the way?
Oh, yeah, I was in Barcelona.
Barcelona. You visiting or playing musically?
Oh, it's just visiting on holiday. Okay. Very nice city.
Well,
very nice people.
Beautiful people, the Catalans. My sister lives there. My son used to live there also. Plenty of people there. Apparently, Marty, you've recently been quoted as saying, from playing the small clubs, there's pretty much proven that your songs will connect, that they really mean something to people, and that you now want to take things to the next level. For you and for your band members, what do you think the next level is at this stage?
Oh, at this stage, it's going to be a major level, and they're on to pretty much world domination.
World domination, that's good. Sounds good. Yeah, being big, yeah? You like big.
Oh, totally, yeah. I think that there's any of the other bands out there, like the Killers or Cassavian or any of them, so gotta dream big.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you think the social medias help bands today? Do you think it helps at all, social media?
Yeah, I think it does, yeah. I think that all these other musicians keep on crying about you know, people downloading songs for free and they're not making any money and stuff, but
they're
already millionaires, like, so like, you know, I think that it's bringing the music to the new generation, isn't it? That's everyone's just in phones and Facebook and all these other apps, like, so I think it definitely is. Even older bands are coming through, like social networking sites that you probably wouldn't have ever heard of, but, like, you know, only for it.
That's true. Dice nuestro amigo que obviamente su próximo proyecto es ser grande, dominar el mundo, y obviamente las medias sociales ayudan mucho a los grupos hoy en día, ayudan todo a la gente generalmente para promocionarse. You've got your own webpage, shootthepreacher.com, your own SoundCloud, soundcloud.com / Shoot the Preacher, Facebook, Twitter, and what's the Reverb Nation one?
I actually did never figured out what Reverb Nation was actually for, but we've got one. So
Well, we'll ask your band. We'll ask your band members when they're next online. So listen, we're gonna give you a little test here. We're gonna ask you 30 quick questions. And all I want from Marty, who is the singer-songwriter of Shoot the Preacher, is one answer, if it's possible. It's coming up to 4 minutes to 9 o'clock here. And then we're going to listen to, because we're allowed actually here to go over the watershed of 9 o'clock, which is good. We're going to listen to a last track called Best Shoes by Shoot the Preacher. Sounds good?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, here we go. Quick ones and quick answers from Marty Rafferty. Shoot the Preacher. What do you like most about your profession?
The fans.
What do you like least?
Not getting paid as well.
Should your parents have been more or less strict with you? More or less?
Sorry, I didn't get that one.
Should your parents have been more or less strict?
Probably more.
How was your childhood?
Amazing.
Who are your heroes?
Noel Gallagher and John Lennon.
Who do you have no respect for?
Justin Bieber.
What do you do in your spare time?
Play guitar.
Are you politically active?
Not really.
Do you have any volunteer work? Or do you do any?
Any what, sorry?
Do you do any volunteer work?
Oh, I actually do, yeah. I actually teach in the NCAA choir.
In the choir?
Yeah, it's actually a working man sort of group. I actually teach them how to sing.
Excellent. Do you wish you had more privacy?
I don't mean.
Do you think the public and critics expect too much from you? No? How hard do you push yourself?
How
hard do you push yourself?
Oh, very hard.
Very hard, that's good. Where are you completely satisfied with your work?
Totally.
And do you think you've succeeded in a field where so many others have failed?
Totally.
And what do you think is the magic formula for success?
A really good songs on a really good band.
Great. Is your family musical, by the way?
Who? My family?
Your family, yeah.
I've got a bigger brother who plays guitar and sings, and a younger brother who plays guitar. Well, two younger brothers who play guitar and sings, and a sister of them. We're pretty much a musical family.
This could be a future Gallagher family, no? Although I'm sure...
We could have been like the Osmonds.
The Osmonds, yeah. Well, I hope Dave and Kieran and Kevin are not listening, but what advice would you give to beginners who are nervous like me?
We have to go through... We've been doing this for 15 years, so you've just got to... pick yourself up from the setbacks, and as the quote says in Zoolander, what do you do when you fall off the horse? You get back on.
There you go, you get back on the horse when you fall off. Well, Marty Rafferty, Shoot the Preacher, thank you very much for all your time today in the cold month of January here. We're actually expecting snow tonight, apparently in Madrid, which is not usual, but there you go. We will
always have snow here.
You've got snow already in County Armagh?
We do, yeah.
Well, what do you do? You stay at home and you cuddle up, or you put the heating on, the fireplace?
Oh, no, I'm outside building a snowman.
and then you crash into them, no? With the guitar. Has he got a guitar, your snowman?
There's a cigarette hanging out of its mouth.
That's right, an illegal cigarette, that is. Well, Shoot the Preacher, Marty Rafferty, thank you very much for tuning in here in Radio Enlace in Spain, in Madrid. We're expecting a lot of work from you, and obviously we're expecting a lot of success from you. And if you are ever in Spain, I'm sure that you will have plenty of opportunities to come over here, Barcelona, and even Madrid. Maybe one day we can do a live session with all the band in the studio. That would be a great idea. And until then, I'd like to say thank you to you, Marty. Thank you to everybody listening, Kevin, Kieran, and Dave, and obviously all the other guys who are tuning in here, 107.5 FM. We're going to listen to the last track, which is Best Shoes from Shoot the Preacher. Would you like to say a few last words, Marty?
Yeah, I'd just like to say another big hello to all the boys in the band, to all their families, and thanks to everyone who's supported us up tonight.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for coming on, and thank you for staying with Mr. Q and El Foro Musical de Mr. Q. And we'll be listening more of this great music just now. Best Shoes, Shoot the Preacher. We'll be right back.
Mississippi. Papa was a copper and mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner. Come to Mary Wayne saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel of a hot man of gold.
Well, estamos ya llegando al final del programa del Foro Musical de Mr. Q aquí en 107.5 FM. Hemos escuchado a muchos músicos, Shoot the Preacher con Marty Rafferty, el gran artista de este grupo, también terminando aquí con los Red Hot Chili Peppers. Seguramente este grupo, Shoot the Preacher, van a sacar muchas cosas en el futuro porque es uno de los grandes grupos del futuro del Reino Unido, con su energía, su creatividad. Y más importante, su sentido de querer ser un éxito. They want to be big, they're going to be big. That's Shoot the Preacher, Marty Rafferty, Kieran McIntaggart, I hope I said that well, Dave Mulgrave, yes, and Kevin Markey on bass and vocals. Also, a big shout goes out to Sassy, and thank you very much for letting us speak to the gang there. Adam Whitebread, Whitehead, sorry, for taking care of these young guys and making music what we all want it to be. Fun, and we need it. So leave you and love you until next Saturday here in the Foro Musical de Mr. Q, 107.5 FM. Os digo adiós y un gran beso a los oyentes y hasta pronto. Adiós.
Radio Enlace 107.5.